Shabbos Perek Yud Mishnah Beis 10:2. We continue the discussion regarding Hotza'ah, but now we discuss some very fundamental principles that govern these rules. So you have to remember that the basic premise of Hotza'ah, of taking something out, is taking something from a Rishus HaYachid to a Rishus HaRabim, from what we call a private domain to a public domain. But again, remember, the private and public doesn't mean who owns or has rights to this particular space. The Rishus HaYachid is defined essentially as any place which is at least 4x4 tfachim, that's hand breadths, think of that as maybe 16 inches, you know, on a side, 50 centimeters on a side, and is offset from the rest of the world by mechitzos, partitions that are 10 tfachim high. 10 tfachim high, roughly waist height, you know, think of it as 90 or so centimeters, just a little more than a yard. So if they have partitions on all four sides, then this Rishus HaYachid is offset and is a private domain. And the public domain, Rishus HaRabim, is defined as an area that is at least 16 amos wide. Think of it as, say, 8 meters, 25 feet wide, and is open on all sides and has a lot of through traffic. Exactly how much through traffic is wide-ranging machlokas. I think the number everyone seems to know is 600,000 people moving through them every day. It seems the actual halachic basis for that number is not great. But whatever the case may be, we're talking about a lot of foot traffic, of people moving through this open area. That's Rishus HaRabim. Now, anything other than something that meets those one of those two sets of criteria is Mida Oraisa, simply a Makom Patur, an exempt area, and the Torah does not forbid taking out to or moving in from one of those exempt areas to either Rishus HaYachid or Rishus HaRabim. There's no restriction. Mida Rabbanan, the rabbi said, areas that resemble a Rishus HaYachid or Rishus HaRabim will be treated as what's called a Carmelis, and that means that it's at least rabbinically restricted. So the Carmelis can kind of take one of two guises. It can either look a lot like a Rishus HaRabim, just it lacks the traffic. So that means, for example, an open park. It's more than 16 amos wide, it's open on all sides, but there just isn't that much foot traffic in an open park or a field or a beach, etc. On the other hand, you can have a Carmelis which resembles a Rishus HaYachid. That is, it is 4x4 tfachim or larger. It's a significant area. And it's offset from the public domain, but the thing which offsets it, those mechitzas, are less than 10 tefachim high. So as long as those mechitzas are more than 3 tefachim high, so then the public wouldn't walk, if such a thing, it's called a podium, right, or a bench, if such a thing were in the middle of the freeway, no one would go over it, they'd all go around it. If it's less than 3 tefachim off the ground, it's considered to be lovewood and sort of subordinate to the Rishus HaRabim. People would sort of walk right over it like a speed bump. They'd go over it. But if it's more than 3 tefachim high, it's no longer part of the Rishus HaRabim. If it's offset by less than 10 tefachim, it's not a bona fide Rishus HaYachid, and therefore it's something in the middle. We treat it as a Carmelis, and it's, again, the rabbis were concerned people would confuse these areas, which technically midoraisa are exempt, as Mekomos Paturos, exempt areas, they might confuse them as being Rishus HaYachid or Rishus HaRabim because they look quite similar to them, and people might come to make mistakes later on. Okay, so with that in mind, our Mishnah sets forth two really fundamental ideas. The first is, what happens if you're transferring from Rishus HaYachid, but you have two Rishus HaRabim, that'd be Hotza'ah, but you have a Carmelis in the middle? So the Mishnah says, Hamotzi Ochlin Unasan Al Ha'iskupa. If you're taking foodstuffs out of your house, but you put them first on the escupa. I'll translate escupa as the stoop in front of your house. Think of like a, you know, house in Brooklyn or something. The essential point here is that this escupa is now on the outside of your house, no longer really Rishus HaYachid, but it is a Carmelis, meaning it's more than 3 tefachim off the ground and less than 10 tefachim offset from the Rishus HaRabim. And therefore, it's neither Rishus HaYachid, it hasn't got the 10 tefachim, nor Rishus HaRabim, because it's more than 3 tefachim, so it's an area all to itself. So by putting your foodstuffs from inside your house onto the escupa, which is a Carmelis, you've done Isser Durabanan, but not more than that. What happens then, if someone then transfers from the escupa either in or out the house? Again, it's only a violation of Isser Durabanan, and you won't be liable. Remember, essentially, the essential point, that every act of hotza'a, of a transference, whatever guise it may take, a hotza'a, achnasa, hoshata, zrika, all those things, however you're transferring this object, it must be include a akira, setting the thing into motion, and a hanacha, the thing coming to rest, in another domain, in order for one to be liable. So, that being the case, since you broke up the transference in two steps, and each step didn't have an akira in one domain and a hanacha in a different forbidden domain, like from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, you'll be exempt. And that's what the Mishnah says here, Hamotzi Achlenu and the son al Eskupa, if you're transferring the food from out of your house, and you put them on the Eskupa, on the stoop, which is a Carmelis, therefore you only then Eser Durabanan, Bein Shechazer Vahotzian, it doesn't matter if someone then goes and picks up, or this guy himself goes and picks up those foods and transfers them from the stoop, the Eskupa, into the Rosh Hashanah proper. Bein Shechotzian Acher, if someone else does it, it makes no difference. Pator, whether it's him or someone else, everyone's going to be exempt from culpability, meaning there's no chatas to bring. Mipnei shlo asa malachta b'vasachas, because the proper malach votsa, meaning an akira in one domain like Rosh Hashanah and a hanacha in a different domain, meaning the Rosh Hashanah, didn't happen here. It was broken up into two parts. Fine. Now, the second part of the Mishnah here is going to develop this idea a little further. It's going to be talking about a place called an iskupa hachitzona, the outer stoop or step of the stoop. The point of this part of the Mishnah is that this iskupa is within three tefachim of the ground. And that being the case, it really is part of the Rosh Hashanah. People just walk right on the step or over the step. So transferring from your house onto this iskupa hachitzona would actually be the proper malacha d'oraisa of hotzah, taken from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. The question is, what happens if it's the thing you're moving outside your house is a basket, let's say, or a box, and the basket or box is only halfway out your house and halfway on the scoop hechtona. So it's partially, the object we're talking about has partially been transferred out, but not fully transferred out. And that's going to be our question. And to make things more interesting, we're going to say that this basket or box is full of food. So the Mishnah says, "Kupa shi maleam peros." If you have a basket and it's full of food, peros typically means grains, for the record, but it may not mean so in this Mishnah over here. Unasana al haiskupa chitzona, and you put the basket on the outer stoop, but it's not fully out of your house. Some of it is still inside your house. Afal pisha rova peros mebuchutz, even though the majority of the produce inside the basket is actually already in the Rosh Hashanah on the Skupa Chetzona. Since part of the basket is still inside the Rosh Hashanah Yachid zone, the din will be pater. The person that transference will be exempt of culpability for a chatas, etc. Achiyotzi es kol akupa, until he transfers the entire basket out of the house, out of the Rosh Hashanah Yachid and into the Rosh Hashanah, meaning all the way out onto the Skupa Chetzona till the outer step there. Now, there are two approaches in the Amoraim regarding what this picture looks like. So I'm going to explain this first according to Chizkiah's picture, because the Bar Tanura learns like Chizkiah, and then I'll learn like Rabbi Yochanan, who is how the Rambam and most Rishonim learn, and the Halach will be like that approach, presumably. Okay, so first we start with Chizkiah's picture. Chizkiah's picture is that we're talking about a basket that's full of long vegetables, that things like carrots or, you know, I don't know, long cucumbers or something. So when you put the basket halfway out, so each and every cucumber is only halfway out of the Rosh Hashanah Yachid. No individual cucumber has transferred across entirely to the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim on that Eskupa Hechtona. That being the case, it's only a partial transference, and therefore one's putter. That's how the Bartanur learns, like Chizkiah. Meaning that if you transfer a whole if the whole basket hadn't been transferred, but if you, let's say, the basket, instead of being filled with long skinny vegetables, were filled with, you know, small little mushrooms or something, so then if individual mushrooms had crossed over the threshold, even though the whole basket hadn't, one would be chayav for transferring those mushrooms from the Rosh Hashanah Yachid into the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. The other approach, Rabbi Yochanan, is that the container itself is me'aged. It combines its contents to be like a single unit. And that being the case, we can be talking about even a basket filled with small units, even tiny kernels of mustard. It doesn't matter. The point is that, which are the smallest kind of produce that Chazal talk about, the seeds of mustard. But anyways, whatever it is, mustard or mushrooms or any other fruit or vegetable, grain, big or small, if it's inside a container, and if half the container left Rishus HaYachid, so even though you have individual items that are entirely now out, the little pieces of grains of mustard or whatever they are, mushrooms, etc., it doesn't matter. Because Igud Kli, the utensil, combines it to a single unit, since the whole unit hasn't yet left, it's not considered to have done a full malacha of transference from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim, and therefore you'll be putter, again, as long as the whole container didn't leave the Rishus HaYachid. That's how the Rambam learns, and that's like Rabbi Yochanan and most other Rishonim. So the halacha is actually like that approach, not like the Bartender's approach at all here. Okay.